Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Monday morning, I don't know, I always call it kickoff of the week call.
All right, let's do it. I call it leader call, but...
Leader call, yeah, that's better. Okay.
They're both great.
And our 100 Millionaires website works, so that's good news. I took out old stuff, and it's way stripped down.
But it all works. So Jack spent a lot of the weekend working on that. So yay, Jack! Thank you. Okay, so let's if you guys saw the email I sent out, we're going to do like normal, wins from last week, goals and actions for this week. Some things for us to also be talking about, of course, is Orlando and, just thinking of ways, all of us masterminding together to get more people there and entrepreneur clubs. And you guys, it's time to start thinking about having second quarter goals and action plans because April, May, and June will be second quarter. And then I found all these awesome quotes by David Schwartz, The Magic of Thinking Big. There were 27 of them, and I asked you guys, pick out one that just kind of resonates with you to be your inspiration for the week. And Bill Cottle did all of his. He sent, he sent us his update for the week. So I'll do Bill's first.
Okay.
All right. So Bill did two presentations in physical therapist offices this week. So he met with seven people. And tonight he's doing a demo. He's back. He normally lives in Idaho, and he's in, where's he at? He's visiting his son. He and his wife are visiting.
Like North Carolina.
Yeah, I think in North Carolina. Anyway, tonight he's doing a demo for 12 folks, confirmed. 12 of them are confirmed, a water demo and a lemon far infrared test demo. So that's pretty cool. And he's working on getting more of his team to Orlando. And he picked out the two that he liked on the list from The Magic of Thinking Big. Let's see, where are they? They are right here. He picked, I should have highlighted it with my highlighter. He picked number 24 as one of them. I remember the number, so I'll just read that one. 24 is, don't wait until conditions are perfect. They never will be. Expect future obstacles and difficulties and solve them as they arise.
I like that one, too.
I think that was an excellent one. Okay, so let's Jack, you can.
Okay, well, Vivian and Paul, you guys are number one, so what would you like to share?
Well, I did a rollout this week, and we have another person that we did a follow-up on that is going to join us in the business. So probably we'll sign him up today. So we're really excited about that. And thank you. And, of course, on the list of things here that you said, the goals and actions, we plan to have six on our new list. Add six. 10 invites we're going to make and 5 appointments. Half of them are already scheduled. So we're kind of excited. We're still going. It's slow, but it's sure. I like number 18. Look important. It helps you think important.
Yeah.
Number 18.
Number 18, I like that one. All right. I mean, I like all of them, but I thought, if we pick one and, kind of focus on it during the week, look important. It helps you think important. So,
that's
I love it. And Vivian, great with setting your goal for 5 appointments and having some of them already set. One of our books that we really like is Beach Money with Jordan S. And it took him quite a while.
I love
that book. It took him we need to read it again.
10
years to get going. And he finally set himself a goal that he was going to do 3 appointments every week, week in and week out. And if he missed, if one week he did one, then the next week he would do the 3 plus the 2 he missed. And he made himself a chart He put it on his bedroom wall, and it stayed on track. And
the chart was to do 100 presentations, because that's what his mentor
had told him to do.
So if he does 100 presentations, he's going to find somebody that's going to...
And he did. And his business took off. So I think, you know, that's a great one for us all to emulate. 3 appointments a week. And so we need to, you know, add new people to our list. So, you know, do things like whatever you like to do, like you know, if you like to garden, the gardening club, or do things where there's people that you can meet, Chamber of Commerce, events, you know, wellness events, or health fairs, things that you can meet people, so you can always be adding people to your list. I mean, you can use social media, do Facebook messaging, find people, but we just need to all of us be consistent adding names to our list and then inviting those people. We can text them. We can call them up. We can invite them in person. We can Facebook message them. But then the important thing is those 3 appointments. So, you know, invite however many people it takes to get the 3 appointments, because if we focus on being consistent with the appointments, it'll all fall into place. So, yay, Paul and Vivian, great job.
One other thing we would like to, we heard on Saturday about the new launch in April.
Yes.
We don't know much about yet. but I think you'll have to call me later and tell me who to call at NECAD to put a launch on here in Pahrump.
Yes. You just email Pat E, it's just P-A-T-E at NECAN.com and say, please send me the information on being a launch host.
Will do. Thank you.
And the launch, that's all I know about it is from the email I got, but that there's going to be 5 products. They're all going to revolve around the KBB, about healthy weight management. That's going to be exciting. You know, it's that kind of that time of year where people start thinking about bathing suits in summer and going on vacations and beaches and weddings and you know, looking good. And so it's the perfect time to get into, you know, doing a launch for that. So, yeah, all of us put that.
Perfect.
To put that on our goal to, email Pat, P-A-T-E. At NECAN.com and say, you know, send us the info on being a launch host. And so one of the things we wanted to talk about today, you know, is the Entrepreneur Club and, you know, either doing it or, you know, doing the prep. But that could roll right, you know, start now sometime here in March, because it's a 30-day, it's not a month period that we have for the Entrepreneur Club. It's you know, it's 30 days, so you could start, like, you know, here sometime in March and go for 30 days. It will go into April, so that's something, too. Okay, so.
And the prayer doesn't start till you want it to.
Yeah, right. It doesn't start
till you want it to. You have some volume.
Don't start counting till you get some orders.
Okay, Marilyn Donahue.
Hi, I had a... I don't know what you'd call it. Anyway, I went to my physical therapist on Thursday, and she had been involved with NECAN years ago and was looking for another person so she can refer her clients, her physical therapy clients, to people. So that was a really positive. And she said, I had a waterfall, but I think I need to get a new one because it got lost in a move. So I was really excited when I came home. I thought, well, okay, there's hope. And then the other, reading the list of things, there were a lot of them that I liked, but remind yourself regularly that you are better than you think you are.
That is so important. All of us need to do that, that's for sure, because we tend to, all of us, I know I do, myself. We are better than when you think, we can do it.
That's right. Well, and the other thing that I can't remember if it was on one of the calls, but doubt, I can't remember what it is now, doubt and success cannot coexist. And that really affected me this week, so thank you.
Yeah, that's huge. So we always got to think, you know, we got to keep finding ways to just think about what we want to create, not thinking, you know, when we doubt, we're thinking about what we don't want to create, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So what do I want?
Yeah, so sometimes we talk about, you know, it's finding those tricks. I mean, our minds are always going to wander off and start thinking about things we don't want. So we talked several times on this call before in the past. I mean, one visual, I think we got it from Michael Loge, who talks about the law of attraction, and is push your reset button. It can be your belly button. When you catch yourself thinking about something.
Or it could just be two fingers.
Whatever you like for a symbol, but whenever you catch yourself thinking about something that you really don't want more of in your life, you say, okay, push my reset button. So what do I want? And, you know, just flip it around to the positive side. So that's a symbol. Yeah, that we can.
You could touch your chin, or you could touch your nose.
No,
I mean, whatever.
Yeah, nose could be a reset.
All right.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Patricia Van Gilder, you are next.
You are blowing out.
Good morning, everybody. Yes, here in East Tennessee, we did not get snow, so we're grateful for that. We had a couple over from church yesterday afternoon. Just they followed us home, and we had lunch, and then I showed them some things about Nikan. They had looked at it like 10 years ago, and so they wanted some updates, and they're in their 70s, and they were looking for just some things to help them not be so creaky and achy, you know, easier to get up and out of the chair. So, but they're going to be going on a trip. And so what I thought they were going to be interested in turned out to be, really some things for their RV to go traveling. Then they're thinking, you know, they're going to be going and staying in cabins and staying in a car and in the RV and then visiting friends. So we're looking at the Cocoon because it's so portable, and the car seat, which of course is just makes you feel so much better and not stiff when you drive long distances, and the insoles, for which the MagStrides just help with everything. It's a good starting point. So just kept it simple, the three things that they're looking at. And so that was fun. And lining up a lunch and learn this week at my home, inviting some people that they've said, well, when you have an event, let me know. And as far as the quotes go, they're all good. I mean, picking one, but I wanted to pick one that had all positive words in it, without like don'ts and that. And so I picked 27, which is think progress, believe in progress, push for progress, think improvement in everything you do. And to me, that spoke the increasing your action steps and what you're doing, and just, you know, the progress. It's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and better and better. But I will point out on number 25, it talks about goals and in red. And if you click on it, it sends you to a pretty cool website on setting goals and journaling and that kind of thing. So there's a little side tidbit. But, just looking to wrap up March and head to Kentucky and keep moving. Progress.
Progress. That's really good. If inch by inch, you know, if we always look at how can I, you know, improve this? How could I do it bigger, better, faster? Who can I delegate to? I mean, that's kind of one of our mentors, Eric Lapone. You know, he asks himself questions every day, and that's basically it. How can I use technology? How can I, you know, how can I leverage this? How can I, progress. So,
I'm gonna speed things up.
Yeah, I really like that one. So, yay, Patricia! Thank you.
Thank you, Carla Crick.
One more thing for your people that are heading off in the RV. How about, you know, a water bottle too, and then something like J Greenzymes or KVB, so something that they can eat to give them more energy too.
Okay. And did you, and Flex. I always like the Flex when I'm driving. Carla Cook, you are next.
Hi. I don't have a big report this morning. We've been really involved with a granddaughter in a state basketball tournament. But I'm grateful for my back flex and my seat and my water as I come and go, for the 10-4 and the Jay Green Zymes that I drink as we travel. And I'm just appreciative for what Nika means to us. That's been the bigger thing this week, the far infrared that I wear and what I come home to sleep under every night, and has kept us going for these 4 days of watching her all the way to the final. So it's been a neat experience, but it sure has gotten me off focus of Nika other than personal use.
Well, okay, did you get a chance to look at that list?
I have not looked at the list.
Okay. We'll pick one for you.
Okay. That'll be good. Give us your favorite.
I believe, really believe, you can succeed and you will.
That'll be good. That's for your granddaughter. I mean, that is so exciting. I mean, in the final. Wow, that is awesome, awesome. I know those athletes, they are really good at, you know, they're doing their – their positive affirmations and visualizing. You know, I know lots of athletes do that, visualize, like shooting those baskets, visualize, you know, because what we vividly imagine becomes reality.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yay, Carla. Gloria Snyder. Oh, Gloria asked us. She's grandma and taking care of Maddie, so right now.
Okay. Yay, Gloria, we love you.
Nancy Clyde. You are next.
Here I am.
Thank you.
Good morning. Let's see. I had my energy night last week, and I ended up having two very good leads. They really want to have me follow up with them, et cetera. So I have follow up with two good, one other this week. Loan or demo to at least 5 people. And then I was looking at the list. Where is it? I'm back on my phone. Hold on. And I think it was the one you just said, Jack. I don't even want to read the first part, but when you really believe something can be done, your mind goes to work for you and helps you find a way to do it. And there's so many things in life that you see it coming, but the 3 or 4 that stand out to me was the onslaught of all 4 of our children getting married just a year apart from each other. And we have 3 daughters, so they were, you know, monstrous planning things. And you look at this huge thing coming at you, but it's amazing how when you really know, well, this is going to get done, so here we go, and how your mind just goes off working on it. And so in taking those experiences out of all the others of life and applying that to Nikin can really carry me. That one, and then the one about taking action. If you're fearing or whatever, take action. If you're feeling down, just take action. So believing and knowing something is going to happen and taking action can carry you through every single day, and they can.
Yep.
Oh, excellent, Nancy. Really, really great. Yeah.
Number 3 says belief in success is the one basic, absolutely essential ingredient in successful people. So I really like that one, too. Yay, Nancy.
And yeah, great for, you know, your energy nights. I mean, that is awesome. It gives you, you know, something to invite to consistently. I mean, all of us need to make sure to look for ways to do that. And like we talked about on one of the things we talked about on Saturday was when Ben Woodward was down in Mexico for the big convention down there, he talked with Alejandra Nava. She's one of the, you know, big leaders down there that has a big team. And so to the 90-day cycle. So, again, thinking about the 90-day cycle coming up, you know, the rhythm of events, how we do our invites, our prospecting, our, you know, our ABCs, our one-on-ones, and on a regular basis, and we invite to something like to our one-on-ones or in-homes or local events like that, like the Energy Night. And then that all leads to a bigger event, like a once-a-month event, like a, you know, an active wellness launch tour event, and then that leads to quarterly events, and then that leads into the, like to Orlando and to San Antonio. And so she gets together with her team, and they mastermind, you know, having that cycle of events to invite to, and they meet with their cross-line leaders so that, you know, they have their 90-day rhythm of events lined up for the next 90 days. So I'm thinking that's something that could be good for all of us to do.
Absolutely.
And I love your energy nights, and I know Bill Cottle has started doing it, and it's working really good for him, too.
Can you tell me more about the energy nights, exactly what happens?
Okay.
This is me.
Jackie, Karen, I can send sort of a little outline of what Bill and I do.
I would love that. Thank you.
And then you can send it out to them.
Oh, I'd love to do that. Thank you so much. Because, yeah, I think both of you guys have are using like a library. You found a place that's either free or very, very inexpensive. And anyway, yeah, send us that, Nancy, and we'll get it out. Thank you.
Okay, Becky Dragon, you are next. What would you like to share on which magic of thinking big?
We love the magic of thinking big.
I have not opened that email, so I have no idea, but I will open it.
Yay!
Thank you, thank you.
I have been super busy with grandkids as well. But I went to a couple of different events Saturday and Sunday and saw my guy that is on dialysis, and it just makes me so happy to see him doing better with his, you know, wearing he's walking around with the gloves on and won't take them off and has the neck band on for his neck, and he's just doing better, so that's great. I've got a one-on-one scheduled today. I am doing taco braids all week this week with my son to help him take a very important test. So that is my biggest goal this week, is getting those done. So that's where I'm at.
Fantastic. Thank you, Becky. And here, I'll read mine. My favorite one's number 14, and it's, look at things not as they are, but as they can be. Visualization adds value to everything. A big thinker always visualizes what can be done in the future. He isn't stuck with the present. So I am a real visual person, and I really like that. And I think, you know, it's a really powerful tool for all of us to use, is imagine, visualize, you know, visualize. Well, like for Orlando coming up, you know, visualize people being there with you or whatever it is, or visualize your appointment being a success. I mean, visualization is powerful. Okay, Jack, who's next?
Visualize
Thank
three
you.
People or five people,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
It works for you. Yeah. Carol Patterson, we would like you to share.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning.
Well, good morning, everyone. I just would like to, my win for the week was really kind of neat. I misplaced a lady's phone number 7 years ago, so I'm terrible at that sometimes, but I found her, and so I called her. And the amazing thing was she had to have the knee replacement, which that's when I should have called her 7 years ago. But anyway, it was, you know, how you're just talking away to people. And so I said, well, you know, I've had a liver transplant since I saw you. Well, her sister is on the liver, waiting for a liver in London, England. And she
wow.
was so excited to get together with me and talk about how I was so healthy going into having the transplant and how I did so well coming out of that. So we've got a real bond there now, and she's coming on Thursday night to see me. So that's sort of tell anyone that if they hesitate going to call someone, well, you know, from a few years ago or whatever, sometimes it works. You know, she's very, very interested, and of course I thought it's nice to think if I can touch someone from London, England.
Wow.
So anyway, that was a win. And the fact that, you know, I've got 3 new appointments this week, and that came from actually going to a funeral and seeing people I haven't seen in a long time and chatting with them. So that's, you know, being that 3-foot rule. So I really did well there. And I have product out to a couple of people, too. So it's been a fairly good week, even busy with the grandkids like everybody else. I love to hear that. It's that balance we have to find.
Yep, that's for sure. Wow, Carol. I mean, that's awesome. And I like what you know, the follow-up. I mean, you called her even though it had been 7 years. And one of the things, that call that Jack and I were on, the top women in network marketing, what they called follow-up was nurturing, you know, and all of us moms and grandmothers especially like that. I mean, that really, I like that word, nurture. And, you know, it takes the focus off of ourselves when we follow up. We think about the other person. I mean, the nurture. How can we help them? I mean, what maybe can we, you know, how can we maybe offer something, even if it's just that they feel happier after they talk to us? You know, what can we do that can help them in their life solve some problems? But, you know, like that, it just turned out that her sister in the UK is going to have a liver transplant. And so, you know, just, I think it helps us with our follow-up when we think about the other person like that. All right. So thanks, Carol.
Thank you, Carol. Edwina Thierry, you are next.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning for everyone. I'm in Tampa, Florida. And what I have done is I was just going over my notes and the people that I needed to follow up with, and I set up 2 appointments for this week. I was mostly interested in all of the different numbers that everyone had picked, and one that stuck out with me was what you had said, Karen, was things are not as they are, but as you can visualize and make things happen. And I think that's where I'm at. I'm visualizing and thinking of all the things that I want to have happen this month, setting it down as a goal and working on meeting it week by week. And then I visualize what I wanted to happen in April as to how many persons I wanted to go to Orlando with me. And so what I've been doing is sending out emails and texts to those consultants and then asking them about who they know, and hopefully, you know, one has responded to me and we're going to get together and see what we can do as far as getting them going. So I have that gratefulness that I have this type of job that I could do in keeping up with people, and I find it to be very rewarding. If I would just make myself get on and talk to people, because it seems as though they're just waiting for me to do that. It, consultants and other persons alike are sharing what is new and what I have found that is happening and how the KVB is affecting me and did you know, that kind of thing. So for me, this is Monday and this is how I get started on Monday. Looking at all the things and finding persons that I can talk to that I haven't spoken to and just catching up with them. But this is also the beginning. This is Lent for us. So for me, I have a different quest in my mind of thinking, changing things in my life and looking at things differently and just being, having a grateful heart and going from that. And so that's pretty much where I'm at today.
Fabulous. And
wow, Edwin, it's super.
And everybody, I want to start making a list of the people that are coming to Orlando. So whenever you get somebody on your list.
Or do 3-way calls, too, you know.
Oh, well, yeah, we can help
you. Yeah, so, I mean, okay, number one, you know, make a list of everybody you would like to have be there. and you know, call them, text them, invite them, ask for referrals from people. I mean, maybe Facebook to find people in the area. I mean, just all the ideas that we can do. But I know ABC calls are always so powerful, because if you have somebody that, you know, maybe considering it, but they've got, you know, it costs too much, or I don't have enough time, or is it really worth my time? I mean, ABCs to just share the benefits, you know, for any of us, I'm sure, would be happy to do ABCs about how events have made such a difference in our lives and in the growth of our business. So, yeah, Edwina, thank you.
Awesome. Yay, team.
And yay, everybody on the call. Thank you so much for being on this morning, and thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Everybody's lines open.
Okay, thank you all.
Thank you. We love you.
We love you.
Yay, Carol.
Thank you. Carol. Have a good week.
How funny. What do I want to do? I want to do end the conference. Okay, here we go.
Yay, team.